T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From CBS 4, joining us is Mike Cugno, who is, his career is just taking off like a rocket ship.
Big man.
You guys are making him a star.
He was a star. I think we just, we added to it with the fun and enjoyment of Mike Cugno.
Who's made Mike a bigger star, you guys or Jim Barry?
Jim Barry. Huh? Jim, you know, Jim been there as long as you, Joe. We can't question
been
Jim.
Time. Jim's been there a long time. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
We're going. We're going. Trying to get someplace. We don't know how we're going to get there, but we're going.
Mike, who helped your career more?
Well, I'm not going to carry you because you guys carry me. So you guys launched me.
Who helped your career more, Crowder and Hawk or Jim Barry?
Crowder jumping into a creek helped me more than anything I've ever done in my entire life.
I don't appreciate the tugboat name, but you're welcome, big dog. You know I got all love for you.
I appreciate you.
Was that a viral video?
Yeah, Joe, I thought I could long jump the same distance when I was 36 as I could when I was 18, and I learned that I just couldn't.
A little bit short.
Yeah, I was 2 or 3 feet. Mike would say 18 feet short, but, you know, it's differing in angles of that video.
All right.
I'll tell you what. I asked Emmanuel Ogba today if sacks count more against a scrambling quarterback. He says they all count the same. So it's either you made the jump or you didn't. Doesn't matter the distance.
Yep, I had a coach that used to George Edwards. He's with the Dallas Cowboys now, and he used to tell me, "Don't tell me about the labor. Just show me the baby. That's all the game's about." So yes, I did. I didn't make that jump. I appreciate it, Mike. Thanks again for rubbing it in.
Where is Will Fuller, anytime. Mike? Where's Will Fuller? Did he show up? Not show up? What's the status of Will Fuller for Sunday? I thought he was going to play. Then I read he's not at practice.
He was on the media portion of practice today. Media viewing portion of practice today. So 4 o'clock is a time to keep an eye out for, because that's when, you know, the first practice report from the team, practice injury report, comes out. So that's what you got to keep an eye on for today as far as his status. But look, we'll talk to the media yesterday. So up until, you know, last night, it seemed like everything was good. It'll be interesting to see what happens at 4 p.m.
And, Mike, what does Will add? I know he's a blazer. Now, I watched him with the Texans. I've seen him his whole career. But, like, Albert Wilson's fast. Waddle's fast. Like, what? I don't want to say why we're so excited. He's a good player. But, like, what does he add to this offense that we're going to see a difference when Will's in the game?
Well, I think you go back to the days of, like, a Kenny Stills or even a Mike Wallace, even though it seemed like Tannehill could never hit Mike Wallace on the deep ball. I think that's just kind of the receiver Will Fuller is going to be, you know, just kind of the go route, the streaky kind of guy to take the top off the defense. Because, look, we know Devontae Parker can pretty much do it all, but that's kind of not his game. He's going to be over the middle. He's going to be that outside shoulder throw. And then, you know, the Waddles, the Wilsons of the world, they take something short and try to create with their speed. But Will Fuller is obviously the guy that kind of just is your quote-unquote speed guy, take the top off the defense. And that's why I think the Dolphins are hoping to get him back, because it just adds another element. It just opens things up for other guys.
Minus the terrible throw by Tua the other day, the interception, which we all know is a very bad decision on his part. Am I the only one that thought he was pretty darn decisive in the way he handled the game the other day?
Yeah, you know what? That's the thing. So I think Tua looks – He looks just fine, right? Like, I don't think you can't really complain about it, but I think the sort of knock on Tua at the moment is that he's, like, nothing's popping off the screen for you. Nothing's jumping out where you're like, oh, man, did you see the throw Herbert made today where he launched it 80 yards down the field. You know, we haven't kind of seen that one thing that jumps off the screen to his, you know, very good, it seems like, at managing the game, getting the ball to the right guy. But I think that's just a criticism on him. It's nothing that's, like, wowing you jumping off the screen. Like, even if you go to Josh Allen a few years ago, where he couldn't hit someone who's open to save his life, but he could take off and run. So you knew that there was a different element to his game. If he could work on his accuracy, it would be, you know, he could be something special, and now he is. So I think you're just waiting for Tua to do something that really makes your jaw drop.
And, Mike, with speaking of Tua, the one thing that did surprise me on Sunday was Jacoby Brissett coming in for literally is a quarterback sneak. Like, I don't know if anybody asked that question, but Brissett is 6'4", 240, Tua 6'1", 215. Is that decision that easy? Hey, this guy's bigger. Let him run quarterback sneaks.
Yeah, I really didn't have a problem with that. I thought that's a good call. Obviously, Brissett wasn't in there to run the red zone offense when they got down deep in Patriots territory. He was there to get that 1 yard, and they kind of validated that when they brought it back a second time. So, I think it's smart. I think it's just using your best athletes to accomplish the thing you need to get done. You know, if you need a 30-yard field goal, you're not going to ask, you know, the long snapper to stand back there and kick it. You know, you ask your kicker. If you need 1 yard, you want your biggest guy in the backfield to go get you that 1 yard. So I had no issue with it. I think it's kind of smart. Also protects Tua a little bit. I just think it's, you know, Flores using the athletes he has.
I thought it was very Belichickian to make that kind of move. You know, I thought it was a shrewd move. I thought it was good. Josh Allen comes to town this week, Mike. He was, to say the least, he struggled the other day against Pittsburgh. What will the Dolphins take out of that game that they can use to improve what they've improved upon in the past, or what they've done against him in the past? Because in the past, he's kind of chewed him up.
Yeah, he has. The Bills have kind of owned the Dolphins here for a few years. There's a couple things, you know, the guy said today in today's press conferences, whether it's Jerome Baker, Emmanuel Agbaz, basically, you know, you have to kind of contain him. You have to keep him in front of you, because once he starts dancing, getting outside the pocket, then you're in trouble, right? So you have to make sure he's going to stand in there. The other thing is that lane to step up and throw the ball. You got to make sure those are eliminated, because if he gets that chance to step up and throw the ball, that means someone in the back end's open. So you just have to, you know, whether he's in the pocket or not, you just kind of, he's a threat. So you kind of have to make sure you're getting to him. I think that's what the Steelers did. They did a good job of getting in his face, getting to the ground. And that's easier said than done. The Dolphins said they watched a lot of that film from last week. And then, of course, they went back to the film in that 56-26 loss from week 17. Now, they're downplaying whether it's a revenge game or not. I don't think you can pay any much attention to that, because obviously you didn't do many good things in that game. So I think you're probably going to take more from that Steelers film than what you actually did against them at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that Steelers film, talking about getting pressure on Allen, bro, the thing that made him, you know, made the Steelers successful was T.J. Watt and Melvin Ingram. Like, they're just dogs. They can't be blocked one-on-one. Like, the scheme, hell with it. Just send them off the edge and watch what happens. Who's that guy? You brought up Agba, and I'm with you. Agba should be one of those guys. Jalen Phillips, you know, not to call out my, you know, the young dog, the first-round pick, I thought he was going to be the other side of Agba. Is he coming around? Is it Van Ginkle? Who would you assume is supposed to be the other bookend away from Agba?
Until Phillips figures things out, and, you know, it's good to see him actually get in the game last week. I know there is a big deal about him being third on the depth chart. But I think the guy you'll look more towards is a Van Ginkle, because we've seen Van Ginkle do it before. He's very good, you know, coming off the edge. And I think that's what that's where the Dolphins will kind of turn there. You know, you don't have that Lawson Agba 1-2 punch anymore. But if you're going to ask me who's the guy that could be a key, especially on the defensive line, you know, you give me Van Ginkle. He's kind of that smaller guy who's very fast. And that's where I look to maybe at least contain him, keep him in the pocket, and just give him any sort of pressure. Because as we saw last week against Mac Jones, I mean, Mac was getting the ball out quick. And if Josh Allen's going to do that, the Bills have better receivers than the Patriots. So they have to get to him. They have to get to him in a hurry. And those guys, you know, in the corners, they have to make sure they're covering, because if – you know, if Isaiah McKenzie, if Stephon Diggs gets the ball, we know what they can do, what they can do in open space. So this is probably the toughest matchup for the Dolphins, at least for the first part of the year.
I've gone 93 minutes on this show without mentioning this, and you guys almost got there, but the Bills come to town with Greg Rousseau starting at defensive end while Jalen Phillips is not playing. So, one, that hurts a little bit, I think, and two, the Dolphins have to block Greg Rousseau because he could damage them, and the Bills have some pass rushers on their team, pretty good pass rushing team, and so the Dolphins got to figure out how they're going to slow down Rousseau, and boy, that would be terrible if he has a field day on him.
Yeah, it would be, but remember, Phillips also kind of in a different position than he was in college. Remember, now he's kind of that linebacker hybrid, so Rousseau's probably got his hand in the dirt, a little bit more often than Phillips does, no?
I would say yes. I mean, I would agree with that, yes.
Yeah,
no question. But nonetheless, Jalen Phillips' job for the Dolphins is going to be, his impact is going to be wrecking the quarterback.
Right. Well, I mean, look, Jalen Phillips is a really good athlete. He's really fast. So if there's someone who can help contain him on the edge, I mean, that's going to be a guy you turn to. I just see if how much playing time he actually gets, if he's figured it out. I mean, again, I know, Crowder, we've talked about it a bunch, you know, him missing time early in camp and then working his way through injuries. But like I said, getting him into the Patriots game last week, I think is good. You know, that's a good confidence booster. Nothing helps more than experience in the NFL.
Yeah, Mike, and last one, man. The speaking of protecting Tua, speaking of Greg Rousseau and that defensive front, the Bills, they can ball now. That defense ain't no pushover. Who is it? Is it Liam Eichenberg? Is it Austin Jackson? I'm assuming Jesse Davis is on that right side, but Liam was in there last week. I saw him get run over once, but I think he had a decent game. Is there any clarity on the left tackle position?
Yeah, I think Flores mentioned it this week, earlier in the week. It's going to be Austin Jackson. Austin Jackson's going to be your starting left tackle. Obviously, he had the week off last week because of the COVID result. But, you know, he's back. So, it's good to have a guy like Liam who can kind of play both. But you drafted Austin Jackson the first round to be your starting left tackle, and that's where he's going to be.
Mike Cugno is our guest. Mike is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Were you born in 1984?
No, I was born in 89.
How about that?
89.
So he never saw Miami Vice.
Man, Mike is
young. I saw Miami Vice reruns.
Yeah, Miami Vice reruns, okay.
Mike, you weren't even around during standard definition, bro. You had high definition as a baby.
Yeah, my dad had the, what was it, Scorpion? Is that the band who had the Miami Vice song? I may be wrong on that, but he had those CDs. So, yeah, we used to listen to all that 80s.
1989. Oh my God! So you Mike wasn't around for like some of the heyday of the University of Miami, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was there. I was a small child. My parents thought it was good parenting to sit me in the West End zone as a little one. So I know all about it. I've seen the good days and the bad days there. But I remember the Canes back in the day. Don't doubt me, Joe.
Wait a minute, how would you know the Canes back in the day when you were born in 1989? You missed two championships. Three championships.
I thought it was amazing. I was like, man, every time I come on the radio with you, I'm like, you know, I used to listen to this guy on my way home from Canes games. It's such an honor to share the radio waves with you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
There. 20 years, Mike.
You're a legend.
Huh, 20 please. Years, Mike. 20 years Joe been calling the game. Him and DBJ together. It was beautiful.
But
I had years before. 33. And this is year 33 overall. Woo!
33. You didn't know it, Joe, but you've been a part of my life longer than I've been a part of yours.
How about that?
So this is, yeah.
Now I feel old.
Oh, you young, Joe. You look good over there.
All right, Mike. You're doing a great job over there at CBS4, by the way.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I watched that, and I watched the Sunday morning show, which I was on one long, long time ago. But you're doing a good job with that.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the kind words from you and Hawk. Crowder doesn't say many nice things, but I think I know why.
He's a tough guy.
So it's okay.
Man, he calls me a tugboat. He makes fun of me. Thinks he can fish better than me. He's all kind. Joe, don't bring up. Don't just tear these scabs off.
Ooh, you know, don't bring up fishing, Crowder. Mike.
You have a fishing contest here or what?
Come on now.
I get after it, Mike. Come on, Mike. I'd have caught more fish than you thought about catching.
That's because you got like 10 years on me.
Okay, well, I'm keep walking away, man. I ain't sick. I'm healthy as a horse.
I would say this, Mike. I don't know anything, but just to steal a line from Jaws, you might need a bigger boat to catch Crowder.
Yeah, I need a boat. A first boat. Of all, I can't keep using my dad.
Boat or a bigger boat.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, Mike. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.